Listener, the episode you're about to hear is an experiment in form. What do I mean by that? Well, a lot of episodes I create strictly revolve around a narrative, but I have this idea for the occasional episode, and I'm trying it on for size, that, to put it uncharitably, might be described as rubbernecking true crime. But hear me out before you cast any judgments. So, have you ever been at home and you hear police sirens going by? And maybe you hop onto a local Facebook group and you see a lot of people talking about some ruckus that's happening down the street. And then maybe a couple hours later, unrelated, you're going to the store and you see that there's crime scene tape and some police vans out there and they're collecting evidence. And you think to yourself, man, I'd really like to know what happened here. But you never get that opportunity, right? You rubberneck a little bit going down the road, and that's it. If your local news station doesn't report on it, it doesn't make national news. So a lot of times you just never find out what happened. Well, this episode is for people that have ever been felt left out by that or frustrated. So what I've done here is I've constructed an episode less so narratively inclined and more so pieced together with spare narrative, but high on detail and source audio, right down to including police chatter and dispatch audio that I typically wouldn't keep in the episode. So, after this episode, we'll go back to our normal thing, but I just wanted to give this a shot. Anyway, that's enough jibber-jabber from me. Let's get on with it.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
May 1st, 2020. During a traffic stop in Daytona Beach, Gregory M. Howe of Deltona, Florida, date of birth 4483, age 37, was arrested for possession of a concealed firearm. Howe, a stock, brown-haired, and bearded man, was found to be driving on a suspended license as well. Because of this, his vehicle was impounded. At approximately 2:44 p.m., on May 12, 2020, Officer Mike Stacy was monitoring traffic in a stationary patrol at South Florida Avenue, facing north at West Beresford Avenue. He observed a white male wearing a neon green shirt, driving a white GMC truck bearing Florida registration, drive past his location and observe that the driver was not wearing a seatbelt, as is required by Florida state statute. Officer Stacy noted in his report that the front driver's side window was down, which gave him a clear and unobstructed view of the driver and the seatbelt violation. The vehicle continued west on West Beresford Avenue and then turned south on South Clara Avenue. Officer Stacy decided at this time to conduct a traffic stop of the vehicle for the seatbelt violation. Officer Stacy activated his lights at the intersection of West Beresford and St. Clair Avenue as the truck turned onto South Clair Avenue. He noted in his report that as he did, he noticed the driver reaching down and towards the passenger side of the vehicle. The vehicle stopped.
5 minutes, let me see the final stop.
Okay.
Be at Carter and Clara.
What are you
reaching for in there, man? Why do you keep shooting to that side for?
Huh?
Why do you keep reaching over that way for? When I stopped you, you're all over in this area. What were you doing? Don't lie. What were you doing?
Officer Stacy approached the driver and engaged in a conversation. He asked the driver what he had been reaching for and noted that he seemed nervous and would not respond to his questions.
What did you put over there?
I didn't put anything over there.
I saw you reaching all over there. I'm telling you right now, I got on camera, you're all over on that side. What it's over there?
Over there?
Whatever you were doing over that way, what were you putting over there?
I wasn't putting anything over there.
This isn't, I'm telling you, I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. I saw what you were doing the entire time we were stopping. The more honest you are with me, the more I can work with you. If you continue to lie to me, then you're going to tie my hands and I have to do what I have to do. What were you doing over there? You going to be honest with me or no? What is it?
You gonna talk to me or no?
Gregory, what's going on with you today? Is your license valid? Your license valid?
As far as I know.
All right, why are you not talking all of a sudden? Stressed out? Just aggravated? All right, well, the reason why you're being stopped, you weren't wearing your seatbelt when you went by me back there. All right? Hang tight. Don't reach for anything, you hear me? Put your right hand out here outside the door until we're done talking.
How negative on what's suspended, yeah?
Copy.
Officer Stacy was eventually able to obtain the driver's license and went back to his vehicle to conduct a records check on the driver. The records check revealed that Howe's driver's license was currently suspended. Officer Stacy decided to issue two citations to Howe, one for the seatbelt violation, the initial reason for the stop, and another for driving with a suspended license. As he was writing these citations, he had called for an officer to provide backup for him due to the driver's conduct and evasiveness when asked about what he was reaching for.
Hey, where are you at?
Ambrose and Stone.
Come back me up real quick.
31. On your trap stop?
Yeah. The guy's real finicky. When I was going to stop him, he's reaching in the right side of the car and stuff. He's got a suspended DL and everything.
Alright, I'll be there.
Alright, bye.
When I stopped him, he went probably a good half a block, and the entire time he's like in the right side of the car. When I got to him, I started asking him about it, and he instantly shut down. Like he, it was like he wanted to tell me something, but he wouldn't come off of it.
What's going on, sir? What's your first name? Are you not talking to me? Did you give him all your information? What's going on, man? Listen, Bo, you just got pulled over for a traffic violation. It's a civil violation. But you not talking to us and ignoring us, and that kind of raises our eyebrows for other things, right? So if you cooperate with us and we cooperate with you, you get out of here. I can't hear you, buddy.
I apologize. I don't really sound like a police officer right now. Please talk to the officer back there.
I'm talking to you, though. What do you mean? What do you mean I don't sound like a police officer?
I don't want to waste my breath.
Waste your breath with what, sir? This is just a traffic stop for a traffic violation. I'm not asking you any criminal questions. I was merely trying to have a general conversation with you while we waited.
The officer completed the citations and approached the driver. Officer Bice had arrived as backup and was also present and observing the interaction. Officer Stacy explained to Howe that his driver's license was suspended and asked Howe if someone could drive his truck for him.
All right, Gregory, this is the deal, bud. Your license is suspended. Okay, so you're not going to be able to drive. Yes, might come get your truck?
At which time Howe looked directly forward and put his vehicle in drive. Officer Stacy told Howe, don't do it. At which time Howe ignored his command and drove off.
Hey, don't do it. Hey!
Hold it up.
I'm trying.
He fled south through the parking lot, striking a log which caused a tire and hard hat to leave the bed of the truck. And then he drove out onto South Clara Avenue. Officer Stacy then got on the radio and transmitted that the vehicle had fled the traffic stop, confirming the charge of fleeing and eluding, and provided the truck's direction of travel. Officer Stacy also transmitted over the radio that the driver had been reaching for an unknown object during the stop, and that he had identified the driver. The time as noted in the dispatch record of transmission was 3:01 p.m. when the car fled the traffic stop.
5 Motor 11 Central 12F.
Dead.
The truck that just took off from me.
You can't even go.
I don't know what's going on. Signal 12, South on Clara, white GMC.
This is different than your 1050.
Yeah, I have his name and truck, everything.
Skinny white male with a beard.
Vehicle 10, come back to a location.
Comes back out of Deltona.
Yes, Deltona.
He ran over a couple good logs. He's barely going, so he's not going at a high rate of speed. And we're stationary, just FYI.
He's probably approaching New Hampshire by now.
Charlie 27. You guys have confirmed 12F charges, fleeing eluding.
5 Motor 11 Central, yes, 10-4, 12F.
Okay, 20 Central, 6 are authorized for the county.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got a brand new time out now.
What kind of car is it?
2014 white GMC truck. Got a lot of tires in the back. And when he left, he had a weed eater hanging out the side.
Listener, have you heard of Mood.com? They sell federally legal weed gummies, everything you'd expect from a dispensary, and shipping it right to your door. Zero pants required. I'm serious. You can now get high-quality, 100% federally legal cannabis products delivered right to your door without ever leaving your couch. And you can get $30 off your first order at Mood.com/Obscura and enter code Obscura. Mood partners with small American farms to bring you amazing high-potency THC gummies, home-baked cookies, top-shelf flower, vapes, and more, all third-party lab-tested and backed by a 100-day guarantee. No dispensary lines, just clean, quality, 100% federally legal THC from their farms to your couch. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as I mentioned, listeners get $30 off their first order with code Obscura. So, head to mood.com/Obscura, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code Obscura when you check out to save $30 on your first order. Listener, you know that feeling when a case is stuck in your mind and you can't stop thinking about every detail? Now, I want you to imagine that feeling 24/7, but instead of solving mysteries, your brain is stuck on thoughts you don't want to have. And it feels like you have to do something to make these unwanted thoughts go away, like repeatedly checking on what you're worried about, constantly asking someone for reassurance, or endlessly replaying the thought in your mind to figure it out. But nothing works, and you just keep feeling worse. That is what OCD, or obsessive compulsive disorder, feels like. Because there are so many misconceptions about OCD, a lot of people don't know they have it, feel shame about their symptoms, and suffer in silence. Plus, not every therapist understands OCD, or is qualified to treat it effectively, which can make it difficult to find the right help. OCD is highly treatable with a specialized therapy called ERP, or Exposure and Response Prevention. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. With NoCD, you can do live virtual ERP therapy with a licensed therapist who specializes in ERP and OCD. So they truly understand what you're going through, even the symptoms that feel hard to talk about. NoCD makes this life-changing treatment affordable and accepts more than 60 insurance plans, enabling over 155 million Americans to access evidence-based treatment at NoCD, covered by insurance. If you or someone you love is struggling with OCD, you're not alone. And with the right care, you can get better. To find out more about therapy with NoCD, go to NoCD.com and book a free 15-minute call with their team. That's NOCD.com to learn more and book a free call. Howe subsequently fled from responding deputies through Orange City and into Deltona. Deputy Foster successfully deployed stop sticks from the parking lot of a Firestone. Howe continued to travel west on Saxon Boulevard and ultimately came to a stop in the driveway of his home.
Looks like he's pulling off turn lane. Right by the blood center.
So yeah, sticks are authorized, pursuit is not.
Cut to the parking lot, head toward the McDonald's. Looks like he's going to try to get out to Enterprise, to the parking lot. Got to Enterprise, going to be going right, going southbound Enterprise.
Yo, module lights behind that car.
This is for CAD, we're at 40 mile an hour. Nobody's got it lit up.
Passing Harvey Strickland, left lane.
We have anybody on Saxon with six?
November 26 gonna be out there.
We're in the left lane coming up to Saxon. He's in the left turn lane to go eastbound Saxon.
And if he comes to a south, I'm gonna throw a six from over here.
Alright, looks like he's gonna get caught here in traffic.
It's right behind a white car with a tan top. No, he's cut to the far right lane now, turning on to westbound Saxon. West on Saxon. Anybody at Saxon CRB, or somebody get that way?
Make sure someone else has it.
Turn lane, turning toward the OK Mart. Head toward the poker room.
Keep somebody on Saxon with six. Motor 61's going to the Firestone exit.
Cut toward the Votrant bus area. Cut on the backside of Votrant, heading behind the Starbucks.
One November 41 Central, he's coming right for me. Nope, he just made a right, and he's going out towards Enterprise, out towards Enterprise.
For 40 and 20 in front.
Yep, coming to you.
Thick hit.
Back southbound on Northbound Enterprise, going right lane, going back toward Saxon. Just turn onto Saxon, going eastbound, left lane.
5 motor 11, heads up to all units. He was reaching the right side when I originally stopped, and that's why I called for a secondary unit.
Hey, VC3 said he's pulled over a couple days ago and had firearms in the car, FYI.
Yeah, sorry,
Charlie 60 units, is it pulled over?
No, he's slow. Fred Gill, right lane, behind, stop behind traffic.
Is this coming up on the right lane? No traffic in front of him?
No, he's in the middle lane now with traffic in front of him. Approach him, medical center. Center lane.
Number 40, Miss Dix.
Right lane, VMP, going through VMP. Still, middle lane, still eastbound section.
He's not gonna lose it.
Is anybody ahead of him on Saxon?
Four city units down, leave the city.
Alright, looks like it'll be crossing over I-4, still on Saxon, right lane.
Somebody get on Finland if you can with a 6 again.
Right lane. It's coming up to the Publix now. Still in the, well, kind of between the right and center lane. Do we have anybody headed?
Charlie 6, have Saxon Enterprise now. Do we have anybody going towards this guy's RO house?
Alright, just got a tire come off. Just turn right onto Finland, right onto Finland. Going south on Finland. He's losing control.
Is anybody going to the RO's house? He's probably trying to get home.
It's an address.
Alright, turning right.
Should be back in the Saxon Woods area there behind that Publix.
Yeah, he is turning right to Haversham. Still going on Haversham. He's turning into 501 Haversham. I think he's getting out of the vehicle. Do we have shots fired? Ran into the woods. Went in north, back behind the Publix into those woods, behind the truck.
Stand by, we have shots fired. We have shots fired. Stand by. Central, suspect down. Rescue, code 3.
At that time, Howe pointed a multicolored shotgun at Detective Sean Atkins as he was seated inside his vehicle and fired at least one round, striking the passenger side of Detective Atkins' windshield. In response, Detective Atkins, Detective Frazzini, Deputy Foster, and Sergeant McDonald fired their agency-issued weapons at Howe. Howe was struck approximately 28 times and pronounced deceased on the scene.
We want to get back to that breaking news we've been following in Volusia County, where there was a deputy-involved shooting.
Sheriff Mike Chitwood just gave an update on what happened. Let's get you to News 6's Nikki Zizaza, who's following the investigation. She joins us live near this scene. What happened, Nikki?
Well, Matt and Lisa, we have been out here for the past hour in what Volusia County Sheriff's Office are calling a deputy-involved shooting. Now, if you take a look behind me, they have the entrance here to Saxon Ridge completely roped off. They're not letting anyone in or out. And as you said, Sheriff Mike Chitwood just spoke, giving us an update as to what happened here this afternoon. He says it was around 2:45 when a DeLand officer made a traffic stop, and he says it was at that time the suspect in the vehicle handed over his documentation, but it was shortly after that he took off, and then that's when a high-speed chase began. He says that's when Volusia County Sheriff deputies joined the chase and deployed stop sticks twice before he made it to his residence here at Saxon Ridge. Now, Chitwood says at that time the suspect pulled into his residence where he was met with two narcotics officers. He says it was at that time that the suspect brandished what looked like a gun out of his window and deputies returned fire. Now, we did ask Chitwood what he could tell us about the suspect, and he says the suspect is in his mid-30s and he's a Navy vet. Now, we did speak to some people who live in this area, and they say it's seemingly peaceful and that they were even alarmed by our presence here. Now, because Saxon Ridge is tucked so far back, they said they didn't know what happened. However, some of the people we spoke to say they did hear some gunshots ring out. Now, there's so much more to the story, and we will continue giving updates as more of that is released. For now, I'm live in Deltona. Nikki Zizaza getting results, News 6.